You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
I'm pretty good today.
Excellent, yes. Well, in the face of all this big John Key news, I had to think of something that would be particularly interesting and different. And I found it in Poland. A most extraordinary story.
Well, how does the story go, Peter?
So the story goes that a couple of weeks ago, the Polish bishops, along with the president, though I don't think he was really doing so in an official capacity, declared that Jesus was the king of Poland.
Is there a king of Poland at all?
Well, there has been a king of Poland for many, many generations, but that came to an end in the 1777, if I remember rightly.
So it's been a while. They're not standing on anyone's toes.
It's been a while, yes. There still are, I think, traditional sort of people who would regard themselves as the heirs for title, but I think that Jesus has trumped them all. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, Mary has already been Queen of Poland for quite a while. So this is an extraordinary development that the bishops got together, and in response to a vision by a woman visionary of the early 20th century, Rosalia Zelkova, who had said before World War II that Poland could never win its battles unless Jesus was the king of Poland. And so they thought it was about time to put this into operation. It does seem an astonishing thing to do, doesn't it?
Is there much support from the general public, or is it just the bishops have decided to...
Oh, this is a very, very Catholic country. This is the last remaining strongly Catholic country in Europe, really, because both Italy and Ireland, the two previously very strongly Catholic countries, have become much more secular in the last little while. Really, Poland remains the place. John Paul II was, of course, from Poland. I visited Poland years and years ago, and I was astounded by just within, at that time, within the Soviet sphere. At the time, Solidarity was the movement that was essentially strongly religious, and was the combination of religion and trade unions had just toppled the power of the Soviets. So, yes, intensely, intensely religious. Probably it can't remain that way. You would think that there's the forces of secularization are surely happening in Poland as much as anywhere else. But this is an amazing procedure. Incidentally, they had just completed the largest statue in the world was completed in 2010, and just enormous statue of Jesus. It looks horrendously ugly to my mind.
Can you describe it? Of
33 meters high. It's Jesus standing in blessing. You can see a little bit of the influence of the Christ over Rio de Janeiro, but it's 3 meters taller than that, and it's got a picture of a crown on it. And it's quite a traditional Polish-looking king. Because the Polish kingdom was once the largest kingdom in Europe in the 13th century. It's just been a while. Poles are always dreaming of this. And also, in recent years, the Catholic Church invented, as the last Sunday of the church calendar, which doesn't follow the normal calendar, of course, Advent is the beginning of the Christmas of the church calendar, and the last Sunday of the church calendar was declared to be the service of Christ the King. So it's a very triumphalist, you know, isn't the church glorious kind of situation. And I think this ties in. Probably the date chosen for this decoration was to do with that. It's hard to believe that Christ is actually King of Poland, isn't it? Does he have a power or authority? Can he declare things that aren't allowed? Can he knock things down? Seems a fairly constitutional monarch, really, if you think about it.
Does it give the church more power in any way, or more perceived power somehow?
It reflects the very powerful role that the bishops play in the society, that the president would choose to play along with this. That it's suggesting that the president sees some political advantage in cooperating with this little fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Christ the King of Poland is not likely to say a lot or even do a lot, I would think. It's little likelihood that they'll follow the principles of peace and justice any more than they have in the past. It seems to imply no constitutional change. In fact, it's a fiction.
So you don't think there's too much political ambition from some of the bishops in the church? Or?
Oh, they are very politically ambitious. There's no doubt about it that the Polish bishops interfere consistently in government wherever they have a chance. And a lot of the statements that they've made about Christ becoming the king would imply very directly that they want to have considerable influence in what is done in policy. It's quite an interesting statement, and it seems it's very inconsistent with, you know, modern Catholic trends, which have tended to play down that history of a big interfering church with expressing always the will of God. It seems to imply a really old-fashioned notion of a very strong role for the church in the state. Mm.
All right, Peter. Well, thank you very much. It's very interesting.
It's crazy, really. Yes. It's different.
Yes. Good on them, eh?
Okay, right. Fair. We'll watch the space.
Yes. I'll talk to you next week, Peter.
Very good. Take care.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.